Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Last night, game one of the Western Conference Finals going to the Oklahoma City Thunder in a 114-88 win over the Minnesota Timberwolves, which Shai Gilgeous-Alexander made an MVP case with 31 points, 5 rebounds, and 9 assists, including 11 of 14 from the free throw line, which prompted some reaction, so to say, on social media regarding his foul call merchanting, in which Doris Burke actually commented it during the game. This is audio courtesy of ESPN.
He's a great free throw shooter. 5 of 7. So he's taken 7 free throws already in 4.5 minutes.
There's a reason NBA Twitter likes to call him the free throw merchant, Mike.
Just putting it out there flat out.
Oh, it was ridiculous at the start of yesterday's game. Absolutely ridiculous, especially because you knew that this has been primed by, you know, the coaches. They've all been alerting the NBA to this, and he got, like, how many calls right off the bat?
Star power. Good. There's somebody worth talking about getting fouls, getting in the line. That's star power.
I mean, he was just diving to the ground.
They need a star.
But is this at the point where Oklahoma City is just going to use a strategy for the remainder of the playoffs? Because
no.
It just feels like they're going to bully ball opposing teams in the first half and then just run away with their talent in the second.
No. That will be, I imagine that will be, if it didn't start, how many free throws do you know, I'm going to put you in a bad spot, do you know how many free throws he shot in the second half?
It wasn't as many as the first half, I know that for sure.
I imagine that's going to be remedied as soon as possible.
In fact, what was it, 7 in the first 4 minutes, they said? So half of his free throws came within like a portion of the game, which is...
That was immediately talked to them about, and I'm sure they found out at halftime even more, and then I'm sure they're going to find out even more after the game, and I think that that will be remedied by game 2.
Well, after yesterday's game, we had a comment from a former head coach that took on the Thunder, not this year, but in recent past, Michael Malone, formerly of the Denver Nuggets. He's on ESPN's coverage, and he had some strong words for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and some people were taking note of that because he had a former MVP on his roster.
You cannot come into this building and turn the ball over and expect to win. And obviously OKC's defense, they do it at an elite level. And then Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he showed why he's the MVP. He took over in the second half, did so in a very efficient manner, and put the team on his back when they needed him to do so.
There were many last night referring to this as a petty move by the recently ousted Nuggets head coach.
I didn't think it was very petty. I think it was probably the truth. He put a team on his back, and they're in the Western Conference Finals. Nikola Jokic was not able to do that. Now, this is a regular season thing we're talking about with MVP, but I think there's always a conversation to be had once somebody wins MVP, Anthony, of who the real MVP is. I mean, we did that for years and years with you-know-who right here in Cleveland.
Yeah, I do think if I had a vote, I would have voted for SGA. Obviously,
you should have a vote.
It's weird with Jokic. Not if I can't stay up longer. That's a problem. Need to be able to stay up longer.
Well, I mean, I watch
maybe
as much.
You can use that as a reason to stay. I can't tonight. I've got to watch games. I got to get my vote in.
Oh, there you go.
Well, somebody's got to be able to get a vote for prestigious awards here, because I know I'll never get a Heisman vote. So I might as well try to get you a vote for all MVP.
You voted on best burger that one time.
The old night show.
The issue here, like, obviously,
that was my award.
Jokic every year is doing, it's just statistically, he's putting up numbers we've never seen before. Across the board, his levels of efficiency and all that. But I just think SGA, because His team had so many wins, 68. Like, we don't have to overthink it. He plays both sides of the ball. Pretty good on defense. He was outrageously good on offense, too. Jokic is just not really a defensive player. So, I'm surprised anybody really had Jokic as the MVP this year, even though he had a fantastic season.
I think it is based on habit. If they would have won that Game 7, we would be taking even less stock into SGA's MVP candidacy, fair or not, because he has been probably the top guy so far this year. But we had baseball yesterday. Actually, no, we didn't, because for the second consecutive day, the Guardians and Twins were rained out. They're going to try and make it up in a doubleheader today, and then I believe on September 20th, they're going to try and make up the games later on in the year. However, some good news and bad news from yesterday in baseball. The bad news, Travis Bazzana, the number one overall selection by the Guardians in this past draft, will be out for the next 8 to 10 weeks with an oblique strain. Another Cleveland prospect just missing a huge chunk of time with just an out-of-nowhere injury.
I thought you were going to play the audio of Baskin and Phelps and that, get me going on a rant.
I thought
for sure you were going
to
do it.
I would have, except it's a too long a clip, but we might get to it later on the show.
It is 55 seconds.
So what happened?
Oh, they just, well, that seals it up for all you people who thought he was coming up this year. It's like, okay, yeah, we're not allowed to have it. It's amazing. People who like professional sports like to see the next big thing. That is not a hard concept. And it was almost as if Baskin was enjoying it that he wasn't going to be brought up this year. Which, again, I understand. If you don't think the Guardians are really going to do anything this year, or if they're not going to make the...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Postseason, then yeah, you might as well just keep Bazzana down. But I don't like this still because I don't like celebrating that he's not able to come up. One, because I don't think that he's celebrating an injury, but it is because of an injury. Two, I don't think we should celebrate fiscal responsibility of something that's supposed to be a fantasy. Professional sports is supposed to be a fantasy. I don't celebrate the Guardians' fiscal responsibility. I accept it. I respect it. But I don't celebrate it. It should not be something that's celebrated.
No,
there.
But I do think...
Call the show Two Wet Blankets.
I do think...
10 to 2 in the midday.
Everybody has...
Soak them down in the midday.
The people that follow this very closely, they've all made it seem like Bazzana is going to come up way sooner than any of the other prospects, even like Francisco Lindor. So I do think it's exciting to think about him coming up. This stinks. This stinks about the injury situation because they've had the bugaboo when it comes to this, you know, in the early part of the season.
Now, the good news for the Guardians yesterday in terms of injuries was David Fry getting back into action down in Akron, had a single in the Rubber Ducks win over Altoona. This is David Fry after the game talking about how he's, you know, keeping pace with his injury recovery.
The trainers do a really good job. They make sure, you know, I'm doing all my work, and they're going to make sure we're not doing too much. The last thing you're going to do is push us and make things worse. So I'm always itching to get back out there, but I know they're doing their job, and they know what they're doing. So I'm just kind of following their cue.
All right, I'm gonna dig into David Fry's pockets here for a second. He's on a rehab assignment. Ooh, making 781, almost 782,000. That's still nice, but after taxes, you know, what's his gift to the team being on his rehab assignment?
Well, they're in Altoona, right? So you got to factor that in.
Yes. I thought they were at home.
I think they were at home last night, yeah.
They're at home.
They're playing
yes. Tuna. But usually you do it at home and then you leave
$700
them.
$700 worth of tuna.
No. I don't know what he does then. You don't want to spend too much.
I think you got to cater a nice dinner, right? At least.
You cater a nice dinner. Okay. Maybe that's a possibility. That is a time-honored tradition if you go down. But, I mean, usually you have to have a significant contract. Like when I tell the Kerry Wood story, Kerry Wood is making $10 million that year. That's a hell of a lot of money to make that year, even after taxes. So maybe it's different for David Fry. Not sure. Go ahead.
I was going to say, but another time-honored tradition is the annual celebrity softball game for the Browns and down in Lake County. David Njoku's game this year for the second consecutive season, in which we had a listed number of Browns players and non-Browns players that will be attending the game out at Lake County on June 19th. We have Joe Flacco in the mix. We have Shador Sanders officially confirmed on there as well. We have a number of veterans, including Jerry Jeudy in the mix, former Browns Joe Hayden, and Josh Cribbs. A number of top names that'll be returning to Classic Auto Group Park this summer.
Okay, moving on. Go ahead.
Well, we also had the name of Joe Burrow yesterday, who will not be at the game this summer, but we did have a clip from him yesterday talking about how he wants different primetime games for the Bengals this season.
Playing in Baltimore for the fourth straight primetime year isn't ideal. Maybe we could get one of those in Cincinnati next year, please. Maybe an international game next year, too. Part of the reason I wanted to do the quarterback show, I wanted to help grow the game internationally, and so to not have a stage like that is a little disappointing. Consciously worked hard to try to grow the game internationally over the last 18 months or so, hopefully at some point in my career we can go over there.
Joe Burrow dresses like a wrestler at the beginning of his career going through different gimmicks. Thoughts, Anthony?
His not style.
I think he has many different styles.
Yeah, kind of caught maybe an identity crisis.
Like I think he's going through his Texas Red before he gets to the Undertaker. I'm not sure what he's really doing, but
why does he care?
I do not care about he. Don't you want a little bit of consistency if you're a football player?
You mean just when you play your games?
Yeah.
Maybe he feels like he's way too good to be just stuck at 1 o'clock on Sundays every week. But, you know, part of it is staying healthy and being on a good team, and they just haven't been that good of a team. I'm curious why he cares so much about growing the game of football. You don't hear that with a lot of NFL people. That's an NBA thing. And you hear that all the time, and obviously baseball, you know, depending on where you are, is really big in some spots internationally. The NBA, you hear that all the time. I do not hear a lot of current NFL players saying they want to grow the game internationally. I think that's very interesting. What does he get out of that?
The four primetime games they have this year are at Denver week 4, you have at versus Pittsburgh on week 7, and then at Baltimore week 13, at Miami week 16. None of them great matchups in comparison to what you might expect from a Joe Burrow-led Bengals team.
Okay.
And that's it for About Last Night.
All right.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.